You didn't have boats around here, did you? Did you have one under the pond?
Boats. Not until later years. Father, what must have been back in my high school at the time, bought a large motorboat, and all he could do on a little pond is just make a turn, and so keep it a circling. But he bought it more to put on the river in flood time. Uh-huh. It was water cool. Uh-huh. We got on the first flood come up, of course he wanted to try it, and we were half a day going about a mile. Oh. We just wasn't powered enough to go up this stream when it was in flood time. We got coming back down, we had a nice ride, but we got it in and found our motor jacket was full of sand. Oh. We never did get that cleaned out. Just too much sand in these streams, needed a different cooling system. As far as canoes or anything that way, we didn't have any lakes here big enough to use. Mm-hmm. That's all come up in later years.
If you were on your way to town and your wife said, "Where are you going?" What would you answer her?
You probably heard some term that I've forgotten. I think there was a term that they used. I couldn't tell you any name.
Well, what would you say to her today?
It's going to town. It seemed like there was a different name, though, since you met it. It's escaped me.
But if you and your wife are on your
bird, maybe we're going to the bird. Maybe that is used some.
Uh-huh. And if you're sitting at the table and dessert is being dished out and everyone gets none but you, what might you ask your wife? Or everyone has gotten some but you and she puts the dessert away.
Well, I don't remember just any particular term.
What would you say today? Will we shift to the present time? Well,
what have I done? Something like that. That's probably what I'm saying. Another term that just come to mind here in the surf, speaking of surf, is usually the word used is past the lake.
Past the lake, huh?
So it's lake surf.
Wow. If you were out washing your face and had soap in your eyes, let's say, or you'd taken a bath and had soap in your eyes, and you wanted your clothes and your mother brought them to you, what would she probably say to you, since you couldn't see them?
I don't know what.
Or would you shift to the present time now?
I don't know of any particular term that you just like to say anything to come to you.
Well,
You may have something else there in mind, but I don't have.
No, here I don't have anything special in mind, just what you'd say now.
Well, I just wouldn't know. I might just say anything. I don't know any particular term I'd use.
Uh-huh. Would you say, "Here's your clothes," or "Here are your clothes," or?
Well, just as "here's your clothes," I expect would probably be the most frequent term used. "Here's your clothes," I expect. I wasn't right sure what she was getting at, but
that's
expect
all
that
to
be a shortcut there. Uh-huh. "They are" would probably be dropped. "Here's your clothes," that's it. I've got a son that I ought to have here on those kind of terms, because he can murder the English a lot worse than I can.
If you've made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone keeps pestering you to do it, and finally in desperation you want him to know that you're not going to do it, what would you say to him?